This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian officials say that a missile that blasted the Crimean headquarters of Russian Navy last week killed 34 officers, including the fleet commander, though it provided no evidence or support. The claims could not be independently verified. Meanwhile, independent human rights experts backed the UN and said that they have found substantial evidence of war crimes committed by Russian forces in their war against Ukraine.
The team said its evidence showed crimes committed on both sides, but vastly more and a wider array of abuses were committed by Russian forces than by Ukrainian troops. The chair of the commission, Eric Mercer, said,
"The commission is deeply concerned at the scale and gravity of violation and the continuous evidence of crimes committed by the Russian armed forces in Ukraine."
The commission also found the human rights abuses ranged from torture, some of it with such brutality that it led to death, and rape of women aged up to 83 years old. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. military captured key Islamic State militant during helicopter raid in Syria.
U.S. Central Command says an operator for the Islamic State extremist group was captured during a helicopter raid in northern Syria. The operator, Abu Halil al-Fadani, is said to have had relationships throughout the ISIS network in the region. A command spokesman says the capture increases the chance that U.S. counterterrorism operations will be able to target additional members of the group. The U.S. has approximately 900 troops in Syria focused on countering the remnants of the Islamic State group, which had held a wide swath of Syria until 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
And South Korea's president urged his troops to build an unwavering military spirit